This is the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. Kochia continues to be a top challenge to weed control in soybeans. Herbicide resistance to Roundup and Pursuit, along with the revocation of registration for over-the-top dicamba, leaves farmers with fewer options. SDSU Extension Weed Management Specialist Eric Jones reports one herbicide tactic showing some promise on kochia in soybeans is the combination of glufosinate, which is Liberty, and lactoferrin, known as Cobra.
These two herbicides need to be applied when kochia is small. When I say small, we're looking at about 2 to 4 inch weeds. And once we get to that 4 inch mark, we can really see effectiveness drop off because these are contact herbicides. They need to cover the entire plant for effective control.
Liberty alone at 32 fluid ounces controls roughly 60% of the kochia. And Cobra alone at 12 fluid ounces gets about 80% of the weed. Together, at these same rates, kochia control jumps over 90%. The caveat, Cobra, at that maximum rate, impacts soybean leaf tissue.
12 fluid ounces of Cobra or lactoferrin really burn soybeans. But the way I like to frame it is, would you rather have soybeans that are burnt up and ugly for a week, or would you rather have a lot of surviving kochia that's going to produce seeds?
Jones advises using 20 gallons of water per acre with this tank mix to achieve total drenching of kochia plants, which again should be less than 4 inches tall for top results. It's best that temperatures too be at least 70 degrees with humidity over 40%. Learn more on the crops page at extension.sdstate.edu.